Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Morning Dump. Today's episode is all about self-care, because let's face it, life can feel like a constant whirlwind, right? Between work deadlines, family commitments, and just trying to keep up with everything, finding time for yourself can seem impossible. But trust me, it's not just a luxury, it's essential. Imagine your energy levels as a battery. If you keep draining it without recharging, eventually, you're gonna hit burnout city. And nobody wants that, right? So today, we're diving deep into some practical self-care strategies that even the busiest people can squeeze into their day. Let's get real for a second. We've all been there, juggling a million things at once, feeling like we're running on fumes. Ever wake up and just feel completely drained? You know that feeling when you're so focused on getting everything done that you forget to take care of yourself? Well, guess what? That's exactly why self-care is so crucial. It's not about being selfish or taking a day off every week, although, let's be honest, those are great too. It's about incorporating small, intentional acts into your daily routine that help you recharge and feel your best. Think of it like this. Self-care is like investing in yourself. You wouldn't skip putting fuel in your car because you're busy, right? So why do we often treat our own well-being as an afterthought? It's time to change that mindset. Ready for some actionable tips? Here are 5 key strategies to make self-care a part of your everyday life. 1. Mindful movement. Don't pressure yourself into intense workouts every day. Even short bursts of movement can make a difference. Think about taking a brisk walk during your lunch break, doing some stretches while you're on a work call. Trust me, it works. Or simply dancing to your favorite music for 5 minutes. It's all about getting your blood flowing and releasing those feel-good endorphins. 2. Tech timeouts. We live in a world where we're constantly connected, which can be both amazing and overwhelming. Ever notice how you just scroll mindlessly through social media? Well, it's time to set some boundaries. Schedule regular tech-free breaks throughout your day. Put your phone away during meals, engage in face-to-face conversations, or simply spend a few minutes just being present in the moment without any digital distractions. 3. Nourish your body. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel. This doesn't mean strict diets or deprivation. It's about making conscious choices that support your well-being. Focus on eating whole, unprocessed foods, staying hydrated, and listening to your body's cues. When are you truly hungry? When are you feeling full? Those signals are important. 4. Prioritize sleep. We all know sleep is crucial, but it often gets pushed aside when we're busy. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep every night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary, dark, cool, and quiet, and avoid screen time before bed. You'll wake up feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the day. 5. Cultivate gratitude. This one's super simple but powerful. Take a few moments each day to reflect on things you're grateful for. It could be something as small as a delicious cup of coffee or a warm hug from a loved one. Shifting your focus to the positive can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. All right, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're heading into work after a long weekend. You've got a mountain of emails, a presentation to prepare, and deadlines looming. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, right? But before you dive headfirst into the chaos, remember this. Take a few minutes for yourself. Do some deep breathing exercises, sip on your favorite tea, or listen to an uplifting song. This small act of self-care can make all the difference. You'll enter that workday feeling more grounded, focused, and capable of handling whatever comes your way. See, it's not about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. Make these strategies part of your daily routine, even if it's just 1 or 2 at a time. Celebrate your wins, be kind to yourself on the tough days, and remember that taking care of yourself is an investment in your happiness and success. So, my friends, are you ready to prioritize your well-being? Head out there and make today a great day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little self-care reminder. Remember, we're all in this together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.